Happy New Year. On the first Sunday of the new year, a new beginning, a fresh start. Are you all excited about what the coming year will bring? Yes? No? May the amazing grace of God be with you all as you begin this new year with hope. Now we come to the opening verse of the Bible. I will read verses 1 to 2 from the NRSV, different version of Bible. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. This statement has a profound meaning because it marks the beginning of the universe. Certainly, because it was before human beings were created, the account of God's creation was not recorded as if witnessed by a reporter. And because of the term, in the beginning, it's easy for us to dismiss it as a story from a distant ancient past that has nothing to do with our present. How can we understand this verse better? Let's interpret it this way. Nothing in the world is unrelated to God. Every beginning is related to God. It's a statement that in the beginning, there was a connection to God. In other words, every aspect of the world has a beginning. And every beginning is related to God. This statement suggests that both your and my beginnings are connected to God. Therefore, when we hear the phrase, in the beginning, God created the universe, we should understand it as saying, every beginning in the world is related to God. We commonly understand God's creation as creation from nothing, where God spoke and brought forth every element in the empty space of the universe. But the Bible doesn't say it that way. In verse 2, it describes the earth as formless, void, with darkness over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God moving over the waters. God's creation was a creation of relationships. What was God dealing with? Chaos, emptiness, and darkness. Contrary to the popular belief that creation was a creation of something out of nothing, the reality is that God brought order to the disorderly expanse of chaos, emptiness, and darkness. Chaos, emptiness, and darkness. Sounds a lot like our lives. Total confusion. Nothing distinguishable. A chaotic mix where nothing is clear or distinct. Now the timing of when today's passage was written is very crucial. It was at a time when the people of Israel had been conquered by Babylon and taken into captivity, living in collective exile in a foreign land. They had to endure various oppressions and hardships, much like the chaos, emptiness, and darkness described in the text. We must read this story with their feelings in mind. So where was God at the time? And what was God doing? God was watching over the surface of the chaos, emptiness, and darkness. And then to initiate a relationship with that darkness and disorder, God said, "Let there be light." Initiating a new order in the midst of the darkness and disorder. This passage may sound like a vague story that has nothing to do with us. But think about the Israelites in captivity in Babylon. What does that mean? It means that people who were trapped in the darkness of chaos, emptiness, and despair, struggling day after day with mourning and groaning, were being watched by God. And then God gave them light. As we go through this year, let us not forget this message. Let there be light. Just as the Spirit of God entered the hearts of the captives in Babylon and turned their sighs into praise, may we also cling to the God who says, "Let there be light," even in the midst of chaos, emptiness, and darkness in our lives. Trust that the God who dwells above us will heal us and breathe new life into us with the breath of God. The God who created the light divided it into day and night, calling the light day and the darkness night. Our world of grace is not a world of only night or only day, but a world where both coexist in harmony. Often we perceive light as good and darkness as bad. But in our lives, light and darkness come in equal measure. We can't avoid it. The point is that even in that darkness, we exist within God's created order. Even in the midst of that darkness, God's love continues. Life grows in the harmony of day and night. God's order of creation, which provides light, is simple: to live in harmony with God's purpose for day and night, to live harmoniously, just as God has given us the order of life through love. And verse 5 is very interesting. The Bible doesn't say morning came and evening came and one day passed. It's the opposite. Evening came and morning came the first day. The day begins with the evening. This means that the time to reflect and adjust our lives according to God's will, the time to rest and be with our families, is the beginning of the day. If we live well through the dark hours, a bright morning awaits us. As we enter the new year, we'll face various challenges and difficulties in life. Chaos, emptiness, and darkness may threaten our lives. However, do not forget God's Spirit dwells over us, watching and caring for us. May you hold on to God's command, "Let there be light," even in the face of challenges. May the year 2024 be a time of simplicity and harmony within the created order of night and day. May light shine on your relationships with God, family, co-workers, and fellow believers. Keep smiling, keep shining, and let there be light in every corner of your life. Amen.